Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There is this strike going on in Chicago. A lot of hotel workers are upset with their health care plan or a lack thereof during the off season. And 26 hotels in Chicago have staff on strike. We've reached out to a number of the hotels and asked them to join us to tell us what their side of the story is. And so far, none of them have taken us up on the offer. Maybe eventually they will. But the union's happy to talk. Boy, they're making a racket in this town. You cannot walk down a block. You do not hear a chant or a rattle or some clappers or some tin cans getting hit with forks. I don't know what all they're doing, but they're making some noise.
And it's hard not to clap along sometimes.
It's a little infectious. Literally, when I walked past one of them today, it was the Hyatt. There was it was like a group dance. They're just busy making noise, being as cheerful as they can.
Yeah, and then we get to the, what do we want? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll let them finish it.
Wait, you get wrapped up and caught up in the chants, Violetta?
I do.
Yeah, she
walking
came
over here from the parking lot.
Violetta actually joined the union on the way over today.
Local One.
Sarah Lyons is a spokesperson for Unite Here Local One. She's a researcher for the union and has been serving as a spokesperson. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Rashonda Williams is here. She's a strike captain at the Palmer House Hilton. She is a bartender and has been for 18 years. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming in, both of you. What's the issue?
So we have 6,000 Chicago hotel workers who currently do not have a contract. The contract expired on September 1st, 30 hotels. And on Friday at 5 a.m., workers went on strike at 25 hotels. We now have had the 26th hotel join us just a couple days ago.
So does Union One represent all of the hotel workers in town or just some of them? Usually if it's a union strike, everybody in the union strikes. How is it that some hotels do and some don't have striking workers?
Mm-hmm. So Unite Here Local One, we're the hospitality workers union. We represent over 15,000 hospitality workers here in Chicago and the surrounding area. That includes hotel workers, food service workers, folks out at the airport and in casinos in Northwest Indiana. What we have here is that there's 30 hotels whose contract with Unite Here Local One expired on September 1st. And so that's who we're talking about today.
So what, all but four of them have then joined the strike?
That's right.
Who then, is everybody in that hotel who is a union worker? And it's all of these positions, right? Are all of those people not working then at those hotels?
Right. So this the folks who are out on strike are housekeepers. They're bartenders like Rashonda.
But it's 100% in those categories at those hotels. It's not some of the bellmen and housekeepers are working. Everybody's out, right?
You know, you go around the city, you go to all those lines, they're big, right? They're really loud. Like you were saying, they're really loud.
My question is, do you have some people crossing the line in the union?
Look, we're really focused on the folks who are outside, and like, we are going strong.
Well, but I know that I'm not critical of you, literally.
Yeah.
It sounds like I'm attacking you now, and I don't mean to. I'm just trying to get my head around this, because my understanding is those hotels are up and running. Somebody's making the beds. Are those people union members still going to work, or are they people that they've hired from outside union ranks?
So, I mean, Rashonda can tell you at the Palmer House, like, who's outside. It's our union folks who are out on the streets. They've been out on the streets 24 hours a day at picket lines across the city. And so I think that question would be better answered by the folks inside the hotel. We haven't
who
been
are
inside.
They hiring? Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the issue then? And both of you can answer this, but I mean, you want what? Tell me about this healthcare package that you have and that you want changed.
Yeah, at the heart of the matter is year-round healthcare. And I'll, you know, Rashonda, I'll let you chime in on what that means for you and folks who are out on the picket line.
Well, every year we have a massive layoff in the hotels. It's when people, the companies are saying we don't have enough work and they're laying people off. And what essentially happens is these people lose their health insurance. They lose benefits for 3 months at a time. Okay, if you are diabetic, you can't lose insulin or whatever benefits you or medications you get. You can't afford to lose that 3 months at a time. You're at imminent risk at that particular point.
What do y'all do? What do
you,
I mean, or you can't slip on a banana peel.
You can't.
What happens for those 3 months then?
People are deciding if they're going to eat or if they're going to purchase their medication.
You're paying out of pocket.
Paying out of pocket. And then you get back to work, and what happens is you're trying to recover from the time that you were off. And this is why this fight is so important. This is why our demands are so important. If I come back to work and I come back to work in May, I'm trying to basically recover for the 3 months that I was laid off.
What's the insurance policy that you do have the other 9 months of the year? Is it Blue Cross or who's providing your insurance? Whose insurance do you have?
Yes, Blue Cross Blue Shield.
So do they offer you the option of paying the premium yourself for those 3 months so that your coverage wouldn't lapse?
Currently, there is Cobra, but it's unaffordable to a lot of people. The premium goes very, very high. And you're lucky if you can get that for yourself only.
But keep going. You're doing fine.
But when you have a family of two, your spouse, and everyone's covered under your insurance, that's not an option for a lot of people.
So is it that simple? If you could get the bridge between when they're busy and when they're not for the insurance coverage, then people would go back to work?
Look, you know, we've been really, I think from the beginning, from this summer, really clear with employers about what it'll take. What's the critical issue here? Like Rashonda said, healthcare is really, you know, the sort of the heart of the matter for folks. If you ask folks on the line, you know, we're certainly there's, you know, other issues as there are in any collective bargaining agreement. But year round healthcare is really, really important.
Are you asking for a raise too in this contract?
Look, so reasonable workload, you know, a raise that would keep up with the cost of living. But frankly, you know, year round healthcare is why, you know, no one should be punished for because it gets cold in winter in Chicago.
So you're in Union One, right?
I am Unite Here Local One. Yes.
And so you work at Palmer House as a bartender.
Absolutely.
So is your wage then set by that contract, that union contract with the hotel?
Yes.
So how much, do you mind my asking, what do you get paid per hour?
About $20 per hour.
$20 an hour. And then how many hours a week do you get when you're busy? Do you get 40 hours a week?
Sometimes more.
Yeah. And then in the off season, what happens when the not busy season?
I'm fortunate enough that I am getting 40 hours a week after 18 years, but I do work alongside my fellow coworkers who go on layoff. They go on, they may get a day a week sometimes, and they all have families. And so when their health insurance lapses, they don't have a way to substantially take care of their family by taking them to the doctor and getting those benefits.
Well, even if you were working 40 hours, nobody wants to pay Cobra or have an uptick in their insurance. And now you're not working 40 hours. You're working 8 hours or 20 hours. So it must be just that much more difficult to afford the insurance, right?
Mm-hmm. People are in a really, really tough position. You know, like I said, you know, oftentimes this happens in the wintertime. You know, Chicago can be rough in the wintertime, recurring to weather. And so this is about making sure that people have the security to take their kid to the doctor in the wintertime.
So are you all negotiating with each hotel individually?
That's right. It's separate with each employer.
So the Palmer House may cede to your demands and say, okay, we're going to bridge that gap. We're going to give year-round health coverage and some of the other things. You guys will hammer it out. But then the Hilton or the Hyatt might not yet have resolved it, right? It's each hotel is managing with your union independent of each other, if I got that correct. Yeah. And I have read, though, that some of the hotels are upset that you guys have walked off so early in the negotiation. Mm-hmm. I mean, September 1st, what's today? The 12th. So why are you guys not still at the bargaining table, or are you?
Mm-hmm. We are ready to sit down with employers at any time. And Rashonda can tell you, you know, we've been meeting with folks since the summer. And Roshana, do you have comment on this?
I absolutely do. It is no secret that our contract was going to expire August 31st of this year. In collective bargaining, you know when your contract expires.
Yeah.
Come to the table. Let's make a fair, reasonable attempt to agree to what we need to continue to work for these companies.
You had been doing that. You had been sitting down with say, in your case, the Palmer House?
Yes, we've had a couple of meetings.
What is that like? I've never been in the room. Like, are you all sitting at a long conference table and you say, here's what we want, and then they say what they say? I mean, is it sort of a free-form conversation with them? How does that go?
Yes. We say this is what we want. And
what do they say when you say we need health coverage all year long?
Not much. Not much, which is why we're in the streets. We'll get back to you, or we'll let you know. And it doesn't seem like we're reaching a conclusion fast enough.
Do you get the feeling they're bargaining in good faith, that they do see your point, that they do want to try and make this happen? What's your feel about their attitude?
I'm not sure right now. I'm not sure. But what I do know is that I am working alongside people who are fed up, about not being treated fairly in our shops, and overwhelmingly they were ready to walk.
Really? Because I guess you had to have a strike authorization vote, and then you had to vote to literally walk off the job September 1st, and they did that at the Palmer House.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not September 1st, but we had our strike vote and we walked out.
John, this is supposed to be a gig economy, says one of our texters, but laws on health care are fixed. John, check out MediShare. It's much more affordable. MediShare, I guess, is an option for people. John, do they get unemployment insurance payments for the months that they are laid off? What happens when some of your colleagues aren't getting 40 hours at the hotel?
Well, there are a couple of things that happen. Sometimes they're denied, and they're denied at alarming rates. Sometimes if they work 2 days a week, they're not qualified to get unemployment, so that blows the unemployment theory out the window.
Hmm. Okay, ladies, any last thing you'd like to say about this and how it's going? What's your expectation? What happens next?
Well, we hope to come to a reasonable conclusion. We've been transparent as to what we want. We'd love for all of our members to have year-round health care. And that is our message here today.
Well, Roshana, is that a deal breaker? If you don't get year-round health coverage, will you not go back? I mean, what's your attitude about that?
I can only speak for myself, and it's pretty important.
Do you think your colleagues feel the same way? They're resolute about that issue?
I'm not ready to speak for them or on them or in their behalfs without asking them those questions personally.
What's your attitude about that question? Is the union membership resolute about this?
Look, I think, you know, when we're out there, folks, we're willing to do what it takes, be out as long as it takes to achieve this.
Good luck to you all. Roshana Williams is a strike captain at the Palmer House Hilton. She's been a bartender there for a long time. And Sarah Lyons is a researcher for Unite Here Local One. She's a spokesperson for them. You've heard and read her quotes. And we appreciate them coming into the studio. If any of the hotel managers want to join us, I'll take that conversation too. Ladies, I'll let you get back to what you're doing this week. Thanks for coming into our studio.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
It's nice to meet you both.